ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Canto 7th, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 57. Adau ante jananam sad, bahir anta paravaram, jnanam dneyam vacho vacham, तमो ज्योतिस्तु अयम स्वयम्। He who exists internally and externally, at the beginning and end of everything and of all living beings, as that which is enjoyable and as the enjoyer of everything, superior and inferior, is the supreme truth. He always exists as a knowledge and object of knowledge, as expression and the object of understanding, as darkness and as light. Thus he, the supreme lord, is everything. Purport. Here the Vedic aphorism sarvam khalau idam brahma is explained. It is also explained in the chatushloki bhagavatam, aham eva asam eva agre. The supreme lord existed in the beginning. He exists after the creation and maintains everything, and after destruction everything merges in him, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakritim Yanti Mamikam. Thus the Supreme Lord is actually everything. In the conditioned state we are bewildered in our understanding, but in the perfect stage of liberation we can understand that Krishna is the cause of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anati Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. This is perfection of knowledge. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to take blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled over here, so that we can attempt to speak on this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this chapter is entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And very important instruction for all human beings, that to understand Krishna is the cause of everything. Prabhupada writes, this is perfection of knowledge. So, we will first try to understand the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Khalau Idam Brahma. From Srimad Bhagavatam, that is given in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, we will try to understand that. And also from two beautiful prayers offered by Prahlad Maharaj. So, and after that, we will try to see how we can acquire this knowledge about the Lord. Because Prabhupada says in the purport, in conditioned state, we are bewildered in our understanding, but in perfect stage of liberation, we can understand that Krishna is the cause of everything. So we will see the example of Brahmaji, how after the creation, when he was born from the lotus flower, how he was confused, bewildered, but he heard the sound tapa, and then he performed penance for thousands of years, and how he acquired knowledge. So from that example we will see how very beautifully Prabhupada explains in the second canto, 9th chapter, how we can acquire knowledge about the Lord. Sarvam Khalau Idam Brahma. So this is a Vedic aphorism from Chandaka Upanishad. It's very precise. All Upanishads, they give very precise understanding. In just a small group of words, large meaning is there. Sarvam khilam idam brahma. So everyone of all of you may be knowing, but still for our purification we can discuss on this particular topic. So sarvam khilam idam brahma, that means everything is Brahman. Matter and spirit, their origin is in Brahman, supreme Brahman, supreme absolute truth. But because the impersonalists have wrongly interpreted it, this aphorism, and so there is so much confusion about this particular understanding about what actually Brahman is. Everything is Brahman, but Vaishnava acharyas, they give clear understanding of actually what it means. The Vaishnava acharyas say that sarvam khalam idam brahma means that everything is Krishna, in the sense that everything is energy. That is the vision of Mahabhagavat. They see everything in relation to Krishna. So there is energy and there is energetic. So everything is Brahman. The impersonalists, they don't believe in the personal form of the Lord. But behind the energy is energetic. So that understanding is given by Vaishnava acharyas. Only when we get connected to proper parampara, then only we can understand this personal philosophy. Our philosophy, which is given by Shri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a personal philosophy. God is a person. Brahman is an aspect. There are three aspects: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. So this is a partial realization of the Lord. So this is the first realization. Brahman realization is the first realization. To know the Lord by His energies. That is the first step. You can understand God. We cannot see directly God. We don't have those eyes. Neither we have those knowledge about Lord. So we can perceive the Lord through His energies. Bhumi rapo nalavayo khama mana buddhi revacha. So these are the energies of the Lord. Separated energies of the Lord. Material energies of the Lord. So Lord has superior and inferior energies. In one sense, everything is spiritual for the Lord, because everything comes from the Lord. But for our understanding, we will discuss about what actually material means in the next section. But before that, because everything is Brahman, people think that God is formless. So to get the proper understanding, we have to devote all our activities in the service of Brahman. That is supreme absolute truth. That is how we purify our activities. That is how matter is turned into spirit, by using it in the service of the Lord. Otherwise matter is matter. But when it is put in the service of the Lord, it loses its mundaneness. It is spiritualized. And therefore, all our activities should be spiritualized. In one of the purports, Prabhupada writes, the desires will always be there. But because we are conditioned now, we have material desires. So desiring for the service of the Lord, that will spiritualize. Because the origin of desires is from the Lord. Because we are part and parcel of the Lord, so the desires, the origin of desires is also Lord. But now, because we desire for our own sense gratification, we are in problem. So the detailing those desires in the service of Lord, or spiritualizing those desires, will help us to understand actually who God is. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is offering a very beautiful prayer to Narasingha Bhagwan. And in that verse, in that prayer, he is saying, Lord is everything. Ekatvad eva jagat etam. My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation. For you existed before the creation, you exist after the annihilation, and you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy, through actions and reactions of the three modes. Whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. And therefore, in Brahma Samhita also, Brahmaji is saying that I worship the personality of God at Govinda. Eko api asi rachintum jagadanda kotim. Ya shakti asti jagadanda chaya adanta. అండాంతరస్థ పరమాణు చయాంతరస్థం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. దట్ లార్డ్ బై హిస్ ప్లెనరీ పోర్షన్స్ హి ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ యూనివర్సెస్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ యూనివర్స్ బట్ ఎవ్రీ అటామిక్ పార్టికల్ అణు. అండాంతరస్థ పరమాణు చయాంతరస్థం, హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ఎవ్రీ ఆటమ్, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్. సో ద లార్డ్ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ త్రూ హిస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ద యూనివర్స్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆటమ్. That is the way the Lord exists in cosmic manifestation. And that's why the Lord is transcendental. And it is said in that purport, Prabhupada writes, that He exists in everything as the cause and effect. Yet He is separate, existing beyond this cosmic manifestation. So this is also clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. There is no room for misinterpretation. Only when we get connected to a wrong person who is not bona fide, there is room for misinterpretation. But if you are connected properly, there is no room. Clearly in this shloka of Bhagavad Gita, maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina madastani sarva bhutani na taham teshu avasthita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. So clearly it is stated that Lord is different, though simultaneously is one, but He is different. The entire cosmic manifestation is just an expansion of His external energy. But He is separate, always separate. During the time of creation also He is separate. During maintenance He is separate. And after annihilation also there is the identity of the Lord is there. It's not that it is all destroyed. Only the varieties which are performed, the varieties of creation are performed by His external energy in one sense. And therefore, this is statement that sarvam khilam idam brahma, it is said that because the energy and energetic are one, therefore it is said sarvam khilam idam brahma. But beyond Brahman is Parabrahman. Brahman is impersonal, but Parabrahman is personal. That is Krishna, Govinda. Therefore, Lord Brahma is saying, Govinda madhi purusham tamam bhajami. So this one has to understand. Everything is Brahman, that means that it's just an impersonal aspect. But beyond that, there is a person. Parabrahman is personal. And therefore, the difference between the spiritual world and material world, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that in spiritual world, the spiritual energy is acting. And in material world, it's material energy which is working. But in higher sense, for the Lord, there is nothing material. Because we are minute, we come in contact. That is, because we are marginal energy, we come in, there is independence, free will, that we can come in contact either with the superior energy or inferior energy. So what is material? The energy, Prabhupada gives very beautifully in that purport, the energy in which the Lord's all pervasiveness is not realized is material. Otherwise everything is spiritual. This is a little bit technical, but it's very important. I found it very encouraging for myself. So for purification we will speak. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that ekastvam eva jagadetam, everything, Lord is everything. And then the next prayer he is offering, where clearly it is stated how the Lord is distinct from the creation. The Achintya Vedavet Tattva, Prabhupada writes in the Parapad, is clearly mentioned. He is saying, my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you. And the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. So clearly it is distinct. Prahlad Maharaj is praying that you are completely distinct from the creation. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore non-different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you. The annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. So there are so many statements. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Bijam, Mam Sarva Bhutanam, then Isopanishad states that Ishavasya Midam Sarvam. So all these statements actually confirm that God is one. And there is nothing else but Him. But still, this philosophy of Achintya Bhedavet Tattva, which is propounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives these examples. In this purport, Prabhupada gives the example of time and seed. We can understand how the Lord is different, but simultaneously one. Just like everything is in time, but still there are different phases of time, past, present and future. So the Lord is the control. Kalosmi, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that He is the time. So Lord is not under the purview of time. During the creation, maintenance and annihilation, the Lord remains separate. So He is the control of time. Just like in a day also, there are different phases. Morning, afternoon and evening. But altogether is considered as a day. Similarly, there is no doubt between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually they are different in one sense. Therefore it is said simultaneous, oneness and different. But the Mayavadis, they interpret that everything is one. They forget the second aspect. Simultaneously one but different also. And this difference is manifested by the energy of the Lord. Prabhupada writes in the purport. And another example is given of seed is manifested as a tree which displays varieties in its trees, in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. And therefore, in the purport, Prabhupada says that the source of everything, Prabhupada quotes as Ishvara Parama Krishna, that Krishna is the cause of everything. And therefore, there is no difference between one thing and another. Yet, in varieties, there are differences. And a very beautiful example Madhvacharya gives is of a tree and tree in fire. Both are trees, but still there is a difference because of the influence of time. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Lord is different from the time. Another example, Prahlad Maharaj, while instructing his schoolmates, is given of, which establishes this Achinta Vedabhaita Tattva, is of the aromas. The earth, in earth there are so many aromas and colors. But we cannot see them. Maybe we can smell the aroma. But still, in particular flower, that particular aroma is there, that we cannot smell from the earth. We can have a general smell of the earth. Or color. Colors we cannot see. But as the flower grows, as the plant grows, and when the flower manifests, it takes colors and different fragrances. But where does it take from? It takes from the earth. Similarly, these are the different energies of the Lord. An intelligent person can see how these energies are acting. Actually, Lord is spread all over. It is said that Supreme Lord extends everywhere, even throughout our bodies. Because our bodies are made up of material energy, which is separated energy of the Lord. Even because soul is part and parcel of the Lord. So, in one sense, Sarvam Khalam Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. But still, Lord is different. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, while instructing his schoolmates, he says that sober and expert person should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance and destruction. It is only due to the ignorance. Therefore, it is said, Prabhupada says, in conditioned state, we are bewildered in our understanding. And in liberated state, we can understand who we are actually and who the Lord is. And therefore, the living force is Atma and Paramatma. And the body grows because of this living force. The fruit, just like another example is given, the fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six types of changes. Because it is connected to the tree. If there was no tree, there is no question of fruit growing and there is no question of fruit in first place. Similarly, beyond the existence of the body is the soul, Atma and the Paramatma, which is the living force of all living entities. And therefore, the first understanding, Dehinosmi Nithadeya, is very important. And therefore, everything is Brahman or expansion of Brahma's energy. Sarvam Khalam Idam Brahma, it is said. And therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the principal thread connecting everything, Sutra Mane Ganeva, this is principal Brahman. Prabhupada writes in the purport. The thread is principal Brahman. He is the supreme cause, the supreme Lord of everything. On which everything rests. Matta Parataram Nanyat. And thus, Prabhupada says, that we must study the Atma and Paramatma upon whom the entire cosmic manifestation rests. So, and therefore the Brahman indicates greatest of all or maintainer of everything. Sarvam khalam idam Brahma. Everything is maintained by the Lord. Everything comes from the Lord. So, actually perfect knowledge is seeing the Lord. We will see that aspect in Brahmaji's, this particular section of Bhagavatam from second canto. That actually factual realization is seeing Lord face to face. That is perfect knowledge. That is end of all knowledge. To see Lord face to face. So we will see from the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version. In this particular section, there are the four verses, Chatushloki, which is called Chatushloki Bhagavat. Four verses. Brahmaji, when the creation took place, when he was born, he was confused. And we will read some of the translations very nicely explained. Yeah. Lord Brahma, he is called Param Guru. That is the first spiritual master in the universe. And he, after the creation, could not trace source of him, his lotus feet, a lotus seat. And while thinking creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work. And therefore, while he was thinking in water, Brahmaji heard that word, tapa. And when he heard this divine sound, he tried to find out the speaker, searching on all sides. But when he was unable to find anyone besides himself, he thought it is wise to sit down on the lotus seat firmly and give attention to the execution of penance, he was instructed. And therefore, Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by calculations of demigods. And Prabhupada in this purport very nicely explains that Brahmaji didn't try to see the Lord. He tried, but after that he decided that better to execute, whether he could not see the Lord, and therefore he didn't give up. He didn't try to see. He thought that it is more important to hear the instructions and execute that instructions. So immediately he underwent penances for 1,000 years. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, his acceptance of the sound was due to his pure vision of the absolute nature of the Lord. And due to his correct vision, he made no distinction between the Lord and his Lord's instruction. There is no difference between the Lord and the sound vibration coming from him, even though he is not personally present. The best way of understanding is to accept such divine instruction. And Brahma, the prime spiritual master of everyone, is the living example of this process of receiving transcendental knowledge. So very important instruction regarding how we can acquire knowledge. That we cannot see Lord. Generally people say, show me God. But we don't know. We don't have knowledge about Lord. So we have to hear first through sound vibration. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they are non-different from the Lord because they are sound incarnation of the Lord. So first we have to hear about the Lord. Then we can see. Knowledge is needed in the initial stage. It is said one of the purports. But when he is engaged in transcendental devotional service of the Lord, there is no need for knowledge because transcendental devotional service is so divine that itself will give you complete realization of the Lord. Through service, knowledge is revealed. It's not that you put something from outside. Knowledge is already there. Soul is Satchidananda because Lord is also Satchidananda. Only it has to be revealed. It's dormant now. It has to be revealed. So here, the main instruction is that Brahmaji didn't try to look, tried to see the Lord. But he took immediately the instruction, tapa. And he started his penance for 1,000 years. And then, when Lord was pleased with the penance, Lord manifested before him with all the paraphernalia. Vaikuntha Lok was actually shown to Brahmaji, all the paraphernalia, and Lord was seated in his 400 form, and all the energies surrounding him, Lakshmiji, all this very beautifully explained in this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord was pleased with him. And then Lord asked that you can ask for any benediction. And then Brahmaji asked these four questions. And the answers to these questions is the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. So first question he asked that what are the forms of the Lord in matter and transcendence? Second question is how are the different energies of the Lord working? And how does the Lord play with his different energies? That is the third question. And the last one, that how I may be instructed to discharge the duty entrusted to me. How I can execute the duty. So here, before answering the questions, we will take only one first verse which is related to our topic. Of course, all are related, but because we don't have that much time, we will take only the first verse, Aham Evasam Evagre. But before that, the very important section where 2-3 verses where Lord Shri Bhagwan Uvacha, Krishna is Lord instructed him. So very important verse, Shri Bhagwan Uvacha, Jnanam Parama Guhyam Me Yad Vidnana Samanvitam Sa Rahasyam Tad Angam Cha Grahana Gatitam Maya. The personality of Godhead said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is been explained by me. You may take it up carefully. So, Lord is instructing. You may take it up carefully. He is instructing the Supreme Spiritual Master, Brahmaji. So, this verse is actually the prelude to the answers which are given further in text 33 to 36. All the four questions are answered by Lord Krishna, Vishnu to Brahma. It is said that this knowledge in the revealed scriptures about me is very subtle, sukshma. That's why we cannot understand with the gross material senses. And therefore we need to hear, we need a spiritual master. We need causeless mercy of devotee, causeless mercy of the Lord. So, Lord is explaining to Brahmaji that this knowledge is subtle and cannot be understood unless one is self-realized by the grace of the Lord. And therefore, the Lord says that Brahma may take the answers as he explains them. This means the transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Supreme Being can be known if it is known by the Lord, if it is made known by the Lord himself. Just like we cannot barge in into anyone's house. Similarly, we cannot barge into spiritual world. We need mercy of the devotee, mercy of Krishna, mercy of the Lord. Similarly, the knowledge about the Lord will be revealed by the Lord himself. And therefore it is said, Bahunam Janmanamante. Out of thousands of men, someone will attain perfection. So it's so rare. Lord awards liberation to anyone. It's very easy. Generally, people aspire for liberation. So Lord awards, but Lord reserves the privilege of giving devotional service. Only exclusively who is a devotee of the Lord reveals this knowledge to him. And it's not by mental speculation. By mental speculation, one can reach up to the point of Brahman realization. But factually, complete knowledge of transcendence is the Supreme Person, to realize that God is a person, Bhagavan feature. And therefore, only by the process of devotional service, we can understand the Lord. And therefore it is said, Sa Rahasyam Tad Angam Cha. Sa Rahasyam. Rahasyam is, here Prabhupada writes, that Rahasyam means devotional service. In word to word meaning, Prabhupada says, Rahasyam means devotional service. Secret. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Guhyam. This is secret of all secrets. And it is only revealed to a person who is a devotee and friend, like Arjun. So first qualification is one has to accept Krishna is his friend or he has to become his devotee. At least in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that at least one should accept theoretically that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead before understanding Bhagavad Gita. If we don't accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question of understanding the knowledge. And therefore, in the next verse, it is said, Yavan Aham Yatha Bhavo Yad Rupa Guna Karmakaha. Tathaiva Tatva Vidnanam Astute Mada Anugrahat. All of me, namely my actual eternal form and my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, let all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. The Lord is saying, out of my causeless mercy, the form of mine will be revealed to you. Form means there are qualities, there are pastimes. So this will be revealed only by the causeless mercy of the Lord. And therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the secret of success in understanding the intricacies of knowledge is the causeless mercy of the Lord. And the example is given about father. Even in material world, a father reveals some secrets only to the son in whom he confides. He doesn't tell everything to each and every son. Only one who confides in him, he will reveal that knowledge to him. Secret to him. Similarly, one who is very dear to the Lord, only the knowledge will be revealed to him by the Lord. Otherwise, it's very difficult. And therefore, the Lord, as we know, is unlimited. No one can know him completely. But one's advancement in transcendental loving service to the Lord can make one eligible to know the Lord. And therefore, to the extent one is spiritually advanced, to the extent he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, to that extent, knowledge is revealed to him. And that's why we see there are so many different levels of devotees. Why? Because depending upon their consciousness, depending upon the level of devotional service, in what consciousness they do, to that degree the knowledge is revealed to that particular devotee. And therefore, here we see that Lord is sufficiently pleased with Brahmaji with his penances and he offers his mercy. And Brahmaji could see face to face Vishnu, 400 form of the Lord. And not only the Lord, but all his paraphernalia, Vaikuntha Lok and all paraphernalia he could see face to face. And therefore, it's not by only because of education we can understand the Supreme Lord. We need mercy of the Lord. Prabhupada writes that one cannot know the Lord by mundane education or intellectual gymnastics. You cannot understand the Lord. We need mercy of the Lord. And another point which Prabhupada makes, that unless one has unflinching faith in the spiritual master and as well as the Lord, the knowledge will never be revealed. To the faithful, it is said, the Lord is Lord reveals himself in form, qualities and pastimes. And therefore, we have to understand, this is a very important instruction. In the previous verse, it is said that when one is guided by spiritual master, one attains the ultimate goal of life. So there is need to accept a spiritual master to attain perfect knowledge. Otherwise, it's not possible. And then, this beautiful verse, the Chatushloki Bhagavat, the first verse comes where this principle of Sarvam Kalam Itam Brahma is again, it is explained in a very elaborate way. Aham eva asam eva gre nanyad yad sad asat param paschad aham yad etas cha yo avashishyata so asmi aham. Brahma, the Lord is saying, Brahma it is, I, the personality of Godhead, was existing before the creation when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead is addressing Lord Brahma and is emphasizing that I am existed before the creation. I who maintain and I will be always present even after the annihilation of the creation. And Brahmaji is also creation of the Lord. Even Brahmaji has to die, as Bhagavad Gita explains. Abrahmana Bhuvana Loka. Even if one is elevated to that planet, still there is no, it is not freed from Janma Murtyu Jaravadi. Of course, Brahmaji is the topmost living entity, but still, he is a living entity, Jiva Tattva. So here, in this purport, there are three points which Prabhupada explains. One is the concept of predominator and predominated. Second is that both Lord and Brahma are personalities. This is related to Sarvam Khilam Idam Brahma, because impersonalists interpret in a wrong way. So if we read, when I was reading all these four verses, it's very clearly Prabhupada gives this understanding, how God is a person. There is no room for the wrong interpretation, what impersonalists interpret. Clear cut it is given. So first is, that the concept of predominator and predominated. Second is that both Lord and Brahma are personal persons, they are personalities. And the other feature of this statement of this verse is that Supreme Truth is Bhagwan, or the personality of Godhead. And because he is a person, he has activities. Yeah, Lord has activities. Form, Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. That's how. From name, form is revealed. From form, once we know the form of the Lord, there are qualities of the Lord. And form, there is form and qualities means there are pastimes, activities of the Lord. So this concept of predominator and predominated is very important. The impersonalist, they put forth the theory of oneness in the sense that Brahma, because he originated from the same principle, I, like both are, everything is one. They are identical with the Lord. Identical with the principle I. And that there is nothing more than the principle I. But here Prabhupada writes, even accepting this argument of the impersonalist, it is to be admitted that the Lord is the creator I and Brahma is the created I. It's not that the Lord became Brahma. It's not that they merged, the Lord merged into Brahma. No, they were still separate identities. Creator I and created I. Creator I is Lord himself and created I is Brahmaji. So there are differences between the two I's, namely the predominator I, that is Lord Krishna, and predominated I. Predominated I's are many because Brahmaji and all other living entities who are come from Brahmaji, they are all predominated I. But predominator I is Lord himself. In one sense it is said, Nityo Nityanas Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bhunam Yo Vidhajati Kaman. They are one in the sense of quality. Quality wise, we are one with the Lord. But not in quantity. We are Anu and Lord is Vibhu. So that is an important point to be noted. Both are Nitya and Chetanas. Both are eternal and full of consciousness. But singular I is the creator and the created eyes are plural, it is said. Many in number. Brahma and all other living entities. Just like the analogy Prabhupada gives in this purport is of father and sons. Just like father creates sons and sons in turn procreate sons. But it's not that all have become one. Still the father is separate from sons and grandsons. Same is the case. Predominated Lord and predominator Lord and the predominated living entities. Then the second aspect which is stressed is that no one can deny the personalities of both Lord and Brahma. In the ultimate issue, both are persons. This conclusion refutes the conclusion of the impersonalist that in ultimate issue, everything is impersonal. The impersonal feature stressed by the less intelligent impersonalist schools is refuted by pointing out that the predominator I is the absolute truth and that he is a person. Therefore, in this verse, it is said, Aham, at the start of the verse, Aham evasam evagre, and last, Yo avashyata aso, so asmi aham. Two times Lord has stressed, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, which remain. And last, again, at the end of translation, it is said, that what it remains is I, again, Krishna is stressing, I, the personality of Godhead. So, for realization, Prabhupada writes in a purport, very important statement. For realization of oneself in spiritual psychology, it may be convenient to assume oneself to be one with the same principle as the absolute truth. But there is always the difference of the predominated and predominator, as clearly pointed out here in the verse, which is grossly misused by impersonalists. Brahma is factually seeing face to face his predominator Lord, who exists in transcendental form, eternal, even after annihilation of material creation. So Brahmaji saw the Lord and all the paraphernalia. It's not that they have become one. So clearly it is stated that both are different personalities, Lord and Brahma. They are two different personalities. And another feature of this particular verse, there are so many other points, sub-points, but we'll go a little fast. We'll highlight the important points. The other feature of this statement is that the Supreme Truth is Bhagwan or personality of Godhead. The Lord showed, Brahmaji was first saw Lord and His kingdom, Vaikuntha Lok. The kingdom of God is not void, as construed by impersonalists. The Vaikuntha Lok is full, is planet full of material, transcendental variegatedness, including the 400 residents. All this was shown to Lord Brahma by Lord Vishnu. And he saw the great opulence of wealth, prosperity, everything. He saw the airplanes and other amenities which are required for high-grade personalities. So everything was shown for the Lord, shown by the Lord to Lord Brahma. But still, it is explained here that existence of personality of Godhead implies existence of His abode. Just like when we say king, there is kingdom. And therefore, in various places in the revealed scriptures and Srimad Bhagavatam, the existence of personality of Godhead is explained. And in this purport, Prabhupada writes, explains about what Sridhar Swami explains. During the annihilation of creation, who serves the Lord lying on Shesh? Who serves the Lord lying on Shesh during the annihilation? This means that the transcendental Lord with all His name, fame, quality and paraphernalia exists eternally. And there are so many examples that Lord is ever existent in all stages of material change. That is creation, maintenance and annihilation. Another aspect is because Lord is a person, He has activities. Lord has form and qualities and therefore He has activities also. So in one sense, the activities which are performed by Brahma and all other living entities are, in one sense, they are activities which are directed by the Lord. Just like the example is given in the purport of a king or executive head. He may not be seen in daily affairs in office because he is executive head. But in government office you can see him. In his office he is always active. He may not be seen in every department he is working. His delegates are working. Similarly, the Lord is always has his own activities. He is always present in his abode. And everything is carried by his different energies. Parasha Shakti Vivida Shruyate. Everything is carried out by His different energies. The Lord doesn't have to work. If He has to work, then why is God? God means He doesn't have to work. Everything is carried out automatically by His different energies. And just like the example of a sun is given, the sun in the night may not be visible to the eyes who is in darkness. But the sun is visible when it has risen. That the sun is not visible to the eyes of does not mean that the sun has no form. But in a particular part of the earth, it does not mean that sun has no form. So here, in this particular shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada concludes that one has to spiritualize the senses before one can accept or before we can see or perceive the Lord. Because He is materially impersonal, as the executive head is impersonal in various departments. But under His direction, all work is going on. He's in one sense, He's impersonal. But still, He is a person. In His office, He still is a person. Through His energies, He is working. Through His direction, every department is working. Because the Lord, similarly, the Lord is not impersonal in His abode, which is always nirashta kuhakam, as it is stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes. So Lord has both aspects, personal and impersonal. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. In all the confidential part of spiritual knowledge, the realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that He is the source of Brahman, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says. So ultimate realization is to realize God as a person. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. To realize the Bhagavan aspect of the Lord. That is real self-realization. And Brahmaji also accepted His truth when He was instructing Narada. And same, in disciplic succession, the same knowledge is given by Brahmaji to Narada, Narada to Vyasdev. Even in Vyasdev, Narada's instructions to Vyasdev, Narada Muni is saying the same thing. And therefore, Prabhupada concludes this verse that Aham Eva never indicates anything other than the Supreme Lord. And one should follow the path of Brahma Sampradaya and make it a point to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari or Lord Krishna. And therefore, one should be attached to the root of everything, rather than bewildered by the branches and leaves. This is the instruction of this verse. So this is very nicely explained. Of course, there are other verses also, but in which all other three questions are answered, that how Lord plays with these different energies, then how the different energies are working and how the Lord may be instructed. And therefore, in conclusion, to this Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, the last shloka, the translation goes, as a person who is searching after the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead must certainly search up for it up to this, in all circumstances, in time, space, both directly and indirectly. And therefore, Prabhupada says, the highest objective for any person should be to unfold the mystery of Bhakti Yoga, to understand the supreme aspect of the Lord, Bhagavan. And therefore, in that purport, very elaborate purport, and so many points are there, but most important of all, that one need to accept a spiritual master. Unless and until one is not properly connected with Sampradaya, here Prabhupada writes in this verse, that unless one is connected to proper Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, we cannot understand. We have to understand from our supreme spiritual master. Brahmaji is the original spiritual master, from whom the Sampradaya comes. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Lord Brahmaji. Then only we can understand. And it's not that Brahmaji only heard the sound, so that we also can say that no, there is no need for some people interpret. There is no need for accepting a spiritual master. Lord will reveal from heart. Of course, Brahmaji is the topmost living entity. And for that, Lord revealed him through the heart. So even Lord Brahma's spiritual master is Lord Krishna himself. So people misinterpret, there is no room. Bhagavan Krishna is present in everyone's heart. There is no need to accept a spiritual master. But in one of the purport, Prabhupada says, no, there is need. For a conditioned soul, there is need to accept a spiritual master. So therefore, Lord is present internally as Paramatma and externally as our spiritual master. Therefore, it is said here also, he who exists internally and externally. So the need to accept spiritual master is very much important. Who comes in a proper bona fide disciplic succession, or who is a person Bhagavat, then only this knowledge will be revealed. And therefore, this knowledge, which is ultimately to know Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, that Krishna, who is known as Govinda, who is the supreme controller, cause of all causes, that is perfection of all knowledge. That can only be revealed if we follow in footsteps of great devotees. Therefore, to end, we'll read the translation once again. He who exists internally and externally at the beginning and the end of everything and all living entities, as that which is enjoyable and as the enjoyer of everything, superior and inferior, is the supreme truth. He is always exists as knowledge and object of knowledge, as expression and object of understanding, as darkness and as light. Thus he is the supreme Lord. Thus he, the supreme Lord, is everything. Therefore, this is very important verse, very important instruction for all, practically all human beings, that one has to understand that the Lord is everything. And it can be understood only by the process of surrendering our lives to the spiritual master, and then only the knowledge will be revealed to us. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. So if there are any corrections, comments. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki.